When Simin Shin Chav Sivav Muta Lishchayt Limanish Limanis. So Roshit, the Mechaba, means that one is permitted to squeeze out lemons on Shabbos. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ovil shayneinu citrin, but it's lemons. Vahaino. Afilu lemashkin. Now, the chiddush of the Mechaber is that one is permitted to squeeze out lemons and he wants the lemon juice. Va'av shederech lesochton b'chel. Even though the derech is that they used to squeeze out lemons, but even shein derech klal lesochton letzerech mashke. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying now is in the Yesod I Tshuvas Harosh, and the Rosh said as follows: Kivin shein derech klal lesochton letzerech mashke. In the times of the Rosh, they used to squeeze out lemons. Elo letabel boi oichel. They used to use this. They used to use it as a dip. They used to dip oichlem in the lemons, and that's how the juice was used. Havi kishar peiris ochenal b'sif aleph. That means in sif aleph, we had three categories of juices that are extracted from peiris. Zeisim v'anovim. That is the derech lesochton, that one squeezes them for their juice. So therefore, there's an iser deraisa to squeeze them out for their juice. Now, tusim v'remoinim is also midarabonon. In some places, they used to drink the juice of berries and remoinim. And then, ushar kol ha-peiris, mutar lesochtam, but other peiris, which do not fall into the category of the first two, one is permitted to sochtam, letzorech mashke. That means he wants to have juice of certain peiris, which the derech ha-ilam is no one drinks from that juice. So it is mutter because it does not have a teres mashke. Now, the meloche of schite is to be extract a mashke from an oichel. Something that does not have a cheshivis of a mashke, that means it is not used as a drink, so it's considered as an oichel. That means even though it's a liquid, but it's irrelevant. It doesn't have a cheshivis of a mashke. So memele, it is kilo. I'm separating an oichel from an oichel, which there is no problem whatsoever. So that was the third halacha we had in Sif Aleph. B'shar kol ha-peiris mutar lesochtam, because it is not used for its juice. The juice is not used as a drink, as a mashke. So the juice is considered as an oichel. So memelam, until a person wants a drink, it also doesn't have a cheshivis of a mashke. So now, if people used to squeeze out lemons as a dip to dip oichlem into them, so their usage was not a use of to use it as a mashke. The use is they're using it to dip oichlem into it. So it doesn't acquire a shame mashke. It has a shame oichel. So memela, there's no din of shchit. And this is what the Rosh said. Even shein derech klal lesochton letzorech mashke, they are not, people don't squeeze it out to use it as a drink. Ella le tabo by oichel, it's used as a dip. Havikishah peiris, that the liquid that comes out of it does not have a cheshivis of a mashke. So when I squeeze it out, it's oichel me oichel. Chanal besif alef. Fine. That is Mizman Horosh. Lemon juice was not drunk. It was used letabel boyes oichel. Now, va'afilu im haderech lesachton b'choil lesoich mayim shenosnu behem tzuker. But what is if now the mini koilim is they drink lemonade? You squeeze the lemon into water with sugar, and now it is a drink. Listois letainuk, mikol mokain, noigim ha'ilam lahokil lasise b'shabbos. But the minik ha'ilam is, this is the lashon of the Beis Yosef, that the minik ha'ilam is now we don't have any more the het of the rosh. The rosh was only matter. Bizman ha'rosh was used as a dip. And now the minik ha'ilam is to use it as a drink. So now the Beis Yosef starts wondering what is the heter of the minik ha'olam. The minik ha'olam is that they squeeze it out in Shabbos. It is used as a drink, and the olam is mekel. So now the Beis Yosef had a problem, and he wants to be miyashiv the minik ha'olam. So he says two reasons to be miyashim the minik ha'olam. Mishum delay mitzer, the soul iser, if some, the derech is, one squeezes out the liquid from the fruit as a drink, so it gets a teiras mashke, and it is also to do this on Shabbos. Could be. When does it have a cheshivis of a mashke when the juice of this peri is used to be drunk alone? So it's called that there's a cheshivis of a mashke. That means people drink Remainim juice. There's such a commodity as Remainim juice, and people drink the juice. No one drinks lemon juice alone. It is not drunk. It is drunk with halulis. Yeah, you put in lemon and water and sugar. That's when it is drunk. But the mashke that comes out of lemon alone is never used to be drunk without a taruvis. So therefore, it doesn't have a shame mashke. That was one teretz of the Beis Yosef. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention, I saw in the Ravida Shulchan, he brings down a Mirdike Kasha from the Tzemach Tzedek. He says, the Beis Yosef said a teretz that when there's a liquid acquire a teiras mashke only when the liquid is used as a mashke alone. Then there's a teiras mashke. But if it is never used alone, it is only used betaruvis within a mixture with other mashkois, then it doesn't have a teiras mashke. So the Tzemach Tzedek asks the Zeisim, what comes out of Zeisim? Oils. Now, did you ever see a person who drinks olive oil alone? Olive oil is always used. You mix it with other things. But you can put it in a soup. And the Gemara says you can put it in a nigra and in a soup. Or you fry with it. But it is never used alone. And shemen is the symbolic of a seat of the Eraisa. This American Kasha that the Tzemach Tzedek asks on the Beis Yosef. One of the Tirusim, he wants to say that There are seven mashkois, yayin shachat dam. There's seven, here's a teiris mashke. That means if someone dips a oichel into it, there's a din of the tilish yadayim, it's mekabel tuma. Here's a teiris, it's machshir, there's a teiris mashke. Shemin is a teiris mashke. So there, if it has a teiris mashke, I don't need svaras to say why it's a mashke. Halachically, there's a teiris mashke. So therefore, mina teirim, there's an isa of sita. I'm taking a mashke from oichel. There, I don't need any definitions. Why is it a mashke? There's seven mashkois, which are marsha oichlin. There is chomashke she yishosa b'chol kli. There is halachically, there's a teiris mashke. And that is sufficient to make a teiris anisa schite. Now, lemon juice is not from the Zion mashkois. So now, in order for it to get a teiris mashke, it will only get a teiris mashke, the Beisheisa says, if it is drunk by itself, then it is a teiris mashke. But if it is not drunk by itself, it's only drunk with taruvis, with sugar and water, that was the first teiris of the Beisheisa. Right, one teiris. Inami, a second teretz, to lay mitzah elo. Afilu, we will say not like that. We will say that afilu something that the derech shtiyosei is a yedei taruveis is also called a mashke. Afilu, we won't say the first teretz. But I'll tell you a second teretz. The loy mitzvah elok shekseichtim meimov levat. One squeezes out the juice, v'achekach ma'al v'noisom, and then you mix it up with other mashkois. But it has a cheshivis of mashke because this alone, you're seichetit levad. That means I have barrels of lemon juice, let's say. Lemon juice is not that way. But let's say I have barrels of this liquid. And then when it comes to use, I mix it up with other liquids. But it has a chshivas of a mashke because I will be seichetit in a receptacle. So there's a chshivas of a mashke. Aval imaminig lischoit meimov l'soich mashke aches litim boitam shoni. So Beishe said a second test, but here, when they squeeze out lemons, no one squeezes out lemons in a separate receptacle. You know how we squeeze out lemons? You go, you have your bottle full of water and sugar, and then I squeeze a lemon into this bottle to give the liquid a taste. This is a tavlin. That means it doesn't have a heshivis of a mashke bifnei atzmei, something that one fills up receptacles with this mashke. So this is a mashke. How I use it? Good, I use it betaruvis. That's irrelevant. But it has a heshivis of a mashke because one squeezes out this mashke into a receptacle of Sayatzmai, and later I mixed it up. But lemons, he says, Bismaneinu, no one squeezes out. This is the Meshayis themselves. You know what? When you have the water, they shouldn't. You squeeze a lemon to give it a taste. So it is only, you only squeeze it out. Lishchayt meblestoich mashke achelitim baitam. It doesn't have a chshivas of mashke mitzad atzmai. It's just, he squeezed it out into a different mashke to give it a taste. Sorry. Fine, that was the Beis Yosef's teretz. He had two mahalchim, and the Beis Yosef wrote in Shulchan Aruch, Mutter lischoit lemons. Fine, He said, "Good to listen, even though you drink it." See, the first time it is because you don't drink it alone, it doesn't have a tennis mask. I feel that you do. I feel that you'll say that alone is not a reason. But the lemons are squeezing, and they squeeze the lemons into there to give it a taste. Not that it is a shivus of mask. Well, if he's there. So now the Chayodim came along and says, okay, so Bisman Abish Yosef, he had these two Mahalchim, and that was the Derech. Bisman Azeh, so the Chayodim says, Shoyodua, Shememalim Chovyois Lemeyois, hundreds of barrels are filled up with lemon juice. Lishtois in punch, beizemekoymes. That means it's already, it's a mashke that people fill up hundreds of barrels of lemon juice. And then you mix it with punch, however this punch was made. Tzorech iyun godel imuta lesostom bishabes lesoich mashke.
Is this not it?
Well, no. The second terence of the Beis Yosef was, I feel you mix it up, but he says the loymit el shesoich the meim of levad v'ach kach ma'or v'noisam. That means it has a shivus of mashke if that alone is an asik. People squeeze out lemons. Later you do what you want with them. That's irrelevant. Avol im aminig lishchid meimav l'soich mashkacher. That proves that it doesn't have a shivus of a mashke. Because you will not fill up a barrel with lemon juice. Lemon juice is not a mashke. If you have a drink ready, you'll squeeze in a lemon to give it a tangy taste. But Bisman de Beis Yosef, it was never had a cheshivas of a mashke, even you mix it up. But since they never had a cheshivas of a mashke to be soaked it alone in a receptacle, it's only... So then it has a cheshivas of a tablet, because... That's why no one has a receptacle with lemon juice, even though you might have it later. That wouldn't be a problem. But no one, it's not. That was the whole terence of the Beis Yosef. The whole terence of the Beis Yosef. Then would be also, he said. If you soak it meim of levad and then you mix it up, then could be also. But here, Bisman de Beis Yosef, they never did such a thing. So Mamela said, that's what he was matter. Yeah?
Today you can buy lemon juice, lime juice. Or
even bottles. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. That's the problem. So now, if you buy the bottle, there's no problem in Shabbos. You can use the bottle. We want to squeeze out a lemon in Shabbos. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. So since, that's what he's saying, since Mizmanenu, there are hundreds of barrels we squeeze out, we make lemon juice, there's a commodity of lemon juice. So Memele, Tzorchi in Godel, Mutal Esochta, Mishabes, L'Soich Maske. So this Eta of the Beis Yosef, the second Eta of the Beis Yosef is not applicable. Da'ev should the domile to simmerimoinim. Kiven the derech lesochtam bekeilim bifneyatzmon. That was the whole shtick toira of the Beis Yosef. He says it doesn't have a chshivus of mashke because you will not fill up a barrel with lemon juice. You only squeezed it into to a drink already.
Well,
yeah, so that's what the Chayyadim Stasha was. That means Bismano, it was like that. So Bismano, he can write a Eta Mutal Yisrael Lemonis. That was the meaning of Olam. But the Chayyadim said, Bismano, it changed. But so now we lost the Eta.
I think we changed in a different way. That We don't have enough in commission at the mouth.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. But as long as it is done this way, it has a chesivus of a maske. The whole shtick Torah was, it doesn't have a chesivus of a maske. That's all proof. That was the proof of the pudding. The proof of the pudding was, because no one will ever do such a thing to fill up a barrel with lemon juice. So they only use it to put 5 drops in your bottle of dust to give it a tangy taste. So that proves that it doesn't have a chesivus of a maske. The minute you're going to fill up barrels, you have a problem. Valkei, so Melos and Achayodim says, listen, this mechaber cannot be applied to a modern day and age. Now, this man the Chayodim, they used to fill up barrels with lemon juice. Valkei, so Melos, it's also to squeeze out a lemon in Shabbos. So if one wants to squeeze out a lemon in Shabbos, so lizer sheyischay mikoydom al tzukim b'fnei atzmai. So he has to make sure to squeeze out the lemon in sugar. So b'meila we had had before in Sif Talent, that if a person squeezes out a eshkel of anovim, he has grapes, and he squeezes it out into food, that it should be misaken the food, and it gets dissolved in the food, so it's considered that I did not extract a liquid from the grape. It's considered I extracted a oichel from the grape, because since it's abola oichel ke oichel domi, since the whole squeezing out of the grape was to bring it into an oichel, to become part of an oichel, says it in of an oichel. That's what we had in Sif Talid. So Mamela said, the Chayodim says, listen, if you want bismaneinu, you want to squeeze out a lemon, we do not have the heter of the Beis Yosef. We have to think up of a new heter, see if they squeeze it in lemon. V'avi kemashka bo lo ichu. V'chein, l'soichrei l'tavshul. If you want, you can squeeze it out in a tavshul. You can squeeze it out in the... when you squeeze it on your fish, isn't it? But that is, if you want to squeeze out a lemon in Shabbos, the only answer is to squeeze into sugar. We'll see so. Vida, the Shulchan Aruch, the matel ischad limenis, and the kaidim shenich bishu, that's before they were... Kvisha means that they were soaking into in a different type of a liquid, so the either pickled or something else or processed. So then that's what we're speaking about. Avim kvushim b'melach, they're processed in salt and b'shar dvorim, dinam kikvushim mishlokis. So we'll see later the next sieve. Now, let us mention three things. The Dusha brings down, number one, from the Sheva Talevi, that you can, this had to squeeze it into sugar. Sugar is in oichel, and so... to squeeze it into honey, is honey does not have a din of an oichel. Honey has a din of a mashke. So we don't have this heter. Number one. One thing. Number two, it brings down a very interesting psak from Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe. He says like this. Bamison, the lemon is used not to drink. We don't drink the lemon juice. It's used to flavor the drink. That means it's a tangy taste, whatever it is, and that's So he says, so if I squeeze it into sugar, because we have to understand, we have here a lumbus, that since it's going to end up in a machel, is it in a machel? Now, between you and me, when in this case over here, he's squeezing the lemon into the sugar. Right. So what happens now? Let's go. Let's be layers. What's going to happen after he puts it into the sugar? He can take the sugar and put it into his tea. Or he's going to take the sugar and put it into whatever it is. So my mele is so. Since it's ending up with an oichel, so there's a din of an oichel. So it's ending up. It's ending up in a mashke. And Agavuche, let us just mention, when we mention this Ha'ore that is going to end up in the Mashke, the Chazainish is Choylik on this track of the Hayodom, the Mishabure, the Chazainish holds Allah in his Asa, because he holds, because it's going to end up in the Mashke. That is Lamaise, the Lam is going to end up in a mashke. So don't tell me if you want to squeeze out your lemon into your fish, and no problem. But if you want to squeeze out your lemon into, again, we mentioned, I think, yesterday, the Chazainish says that even though when you squeeze out this, the mashke that comes out, it's going to go into the sugar. And there's three stages. So the Chazini says, even though it comes out of mashke, it's going to end up on oichel, right? So, but end up. So the whole letter is because it's going to end up on oichel. See, the Chazini says, let's scratch our heads. It's going to end up on mashke. So, it's going to end up on mashke. So he holds this is awesome. That's the Shintas Chazini, Chilin and the Chayod Mishnabur. Rav Moshe holds, now, it's mutter, but Rav Moshe says, alumbus. Rav Moshe says, because the Emerson, the purpose of the lemon is to flavor whatever you want to flavor. So really, the sugar is very sweet. I want to have a tangy taste. So I can say I want to flavor the sugar. So now the sugar has, in flavor, it has exactly the taste what I want. It's sweet and it's tangy. That's Gabaldi. Later, so the sugar, which is flavored with the lemon, I'm going to put it into the water. But really, I accomplished something. I created a flavor of sweetness and tanginess when I squeezed out the lemon into the sugar. I did something already. What am I going to do with this? I'll put it in my tea, but that's irrelevant. I did something. I created a flavor of sugar and lemon, which is gewaldig. That's why it's mutter. But Ramesha says, he says, what if I want to make grapefruit juice on Shabbos? Shabbos, sweet. No problem. So I'll take the grapefruit and I'll take a. I don't like grapefruit. Grapefruit is also a little too sour. So I'm going to squeeze the grapefruit into the sugar. Shalom al Yisrael. So Amisha says, no. The grapefruit is used as a juice. It's grapefruit juice. So you know what you're doing? You're sweetening the grapefruit juice. You're not flavoring the sugar. Let's get clear. He says grapefruit is used as a juice, not as a flavor. And all you're doing is you're flavoring the juice. The sugar is flavoring the juice, not the juice is flavoring the sugar. It's not that way. So my mail is information that is also. A lemon, he holds its mutter.
Why is also a sour fruit mutter and mutter?
Because that's called disha. Disha is to take out a liquid from that is in a solid to extract the liquid from the solid. So if you squeeze it into a food,
solid.
Because we say it's kilu, you never took out a liquid from a solid. Since this liquid will become a solid, so we give it a din of a solid right away already. Ki abolo ichel ke oichel. So same thing over here, that this will end up becoming an oichel, so there's now already a cheshivas of an oichel. Fine. Now, let us see Steve's dying. Lis choyt kvoshim. Now, what are kvoshim? Peiris, peiris, umine yerokais, amonochim bochemitz, that were soaking in vinegar, of a melach, and salt. They pickle them, they process them. Today shelay yirkebu. That's why it was so, that's kavush. That means it was soaking in a different liquid. Or shlokes, or something that was cooked in a liquid. Shlokes means that there was, a vegetable that was cooked. And now it accumulated a liquid through the kvisha or through the shleike. Now it's very juicy. Now this juice is from its own liquid. It's a foreign liquid. That means I took a cucumber and I soaked it in vinegar and now the pickle has acquired juice. It's not its own juice. It's a foreign juice. Fine. So now we have to hear different halachas. In legufam, if the purpose of squeezing out, that means he has here a very juicy pickle. He doesn't like juicy pickles. He takes a bite, you have a whole geyser coming out. He doesn't like such juicy pickles. He wants to squeeze out the pickle for one reason, to get rid of there's a lot of liquid in the pickle. He wants to get rid of the liquid. The pickle should not be so liquidy. Now, so the halacha is im legufo. He wants to be misaken the gufo oichel. She'einoi tzorich lemayim. He doesn't need the liquid that's coming out. Ve'einoi soicheton, and the sole purpose of the schita is Elo lisaknom la'achila. I want that it's too juicy. So I'm squeezing out the excess liquid which is in the pickle in order I should be able to eat the pickle. But not, he's squeezing out a pickle. The liquid is coming out. So the halacha is afilu soichet lesoich ka'oro. That means he's squeezing it out into a plate. That means squeezing it out of the sink. It's not eilich liibud. Perhaps his son likes pickle juice, but he's not doing it for the son. He's doing it. His sole purpose is his real purpose is it would be a dual purpose. It would be a different child. Lamaisa, he wants to get rid of the excess liquid in the pickle. So Philo is not hoilech li'ibud. He's squeezing it out in a plate. And if someone wants to drink later the juice, it's probably a lebroche, when we were baptized, she'ein bo'ichu muta. Then this is permissible. Ve'im tzorech le'meimeyem. But what if he wants the pickle juice? He wants the pickle juice. Mutter lishoit lishoich deilo shiyes boichel. So now, if he wants the pickle juice should go into an oichel fakelt, he wants the oichel should have the tam of the pickle juice. So that is, so we learned that we're allowed to squeeze out a grape into an eichel. It gets a din since it's a bola eichel to eichel dummy. So if his intent is that he wants to be misakin the eichel that the juice is coming in, I want the juice to be misakin the eichel. So is that permissible? Mutter, wien zorg le me me? Mutter, lis reit le sech deris jes beuchel. Avol im ein beuchel osso. But if there's no euchel in the kinero, and he wants the juice, so then it's osso. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ushlokois hainu yerek, it's a type of a vegetable. He cooked it before Shabbos, and the liquid that was cooked is now in the yerek. In legufam rotsalayma, he's squeezing it. Mi mashke, from the mashke hatsof aleim, that is enveloping the yerek. Vahanim labahem, and that is inside the yerek. And the purpose is kidei lesaken gufon lachilo lamad. So we're talking about the sole purpose is he wants to be misaken the oichel. Vein sorich lememem. He doesn't need the memem. The sole purpose is lesaken gufam lachila. Kumei shederach lischei tayerach shekeirin salaten. Lache shesher oisem b'mayim. Seems that they used to soak the lettuce in water and it got it absorbed a lot of water, so they used to somehow squeeze it out so that it shouldn't be so watery. Lochain, this is mutter. Lochain einoi bechlau mefari klau. This has no similarity to schite, to dishe, to mefarek. Va'av de seichet le seicha kore. Even though he's squeezing it out into a plate. Ve'ein ha'mashka hoylech libud. It's not going libud. Become bokeh. About kiva. She'ein ha'mechaven b'shvil ha'mashka. He has no intent. The squeezing is not to derive benefit from the mashka. This is not, this does not enter the meloche of Dishe, Srite, Mefarik. The meloche of Dishe is to take out a mashke from an oichel. To take out means I want the mashke, I'm taking out the mashke from the oichel. That is meleches nisha and meleches chite. Here, I don't want the mashke. I just want to get rid of the surplus mashke in the yerek. So this has no similarity to meleches chite. Dishe, and it is mutter. Obizeisen vanovim. So now let us talk about, we just said a mouthful over here. We just said if the intent is to get rid of the surplus juice in the machol, this has no similarity at all to meleches dishe. So let's speak about if I have a grape, which is also too juicy for my likings, and I'll squeeze it out because I want to get rid of the surplus juice in the grape. Osa b'chol gavni. No. This is osa. Why is it osa? Mishum de roiv oilam seichtem oisei lemeimeim. When they squeeze out a grape, they squeeze in the meimeim. So it could very well be the Mishnah means, so there's a marisayin already. That means you're going to squeeze out the grape, and the Brechel Lebovis knows the reason you're squeezing out the grape is because it's too juicy, the grapes are too juicy. That's why you're doing it. So Mika din it's mutter, 100%. But Reiv Oilam squeezes out grapes for the juice. And so it could be the Sicha Marasai and the Kedin. Someone's going to pass by and see he's squeezing out grapes. Oh, that's all we need. He's a rov and he's squeezing out grapes. I saw with my own eyes. Finished. Some Amela, so it could be Al Marasai, and that's what he means to the Asanid. I think that's what he means. Right. Hello. They had lokshin, they had noodles, and there was a lot of schmaltz in them, and it seems that when the balabasa was cooking it, she was ba'ayin yofenoysin, but it's mamish too. Especially after he came back with his cholesterol report, that is, so he doesn't want it. It's too fatty. Imu oise mishum sheni yochol laochol mishum shuman harbe shebehem. The reason he's squeezing it out, it's very fatty. There was a lot of shuman put in, a lot of schmaltz put in to make it taste good. But I'll compose him. It's too much for him. So this is the same thing. That means that these noodles have a surplus of liquid in them, and I'm squeezing it out with soyrech kufon. So the drisha says the heter is because it's legufon. B'chayoda mekel mitam acher. He says, you don't have to come on to this etter. The shumen shemafrishay havigam kein oichel. So I think he means to say that shumen, schmaltz, and yesod is an oichel. Even though when it was hot and melted, but it seems in yesod it has a shem oichel, shemafrishay havigam kein oichel, but kemafrish oichel me oichel. So the chayonim says a different reason why it is mutam. My chavrusa asks, why isn't there a boira de kishayla over here? That means he wants to get rid of the schmaltz from the noodles. It could be, Saison, Chavida Shulchan, it brings down that when the shlokis in kvoshim, the liquid, even though in yesod it's a foreign liquid, but when it gets nivla into the oichel, it's considered like one mean. It's considered one mean already, so mameo there's no din of boira. L'seich ka'orin, he's permitted to squeeze it out even in the cold. With after the Seirah Shabbos, he needs to eat oichel in Seirah Shabbos. V'lo salischen b'chol gamnu tzeich meitzoi Shabbos and sachone. What if he wants the mashke is l'seich kederov? So then he's permitted to squeeze it into a kedera. Le'dora me eshtel demutas and al besivdalet. In Sivdalet we learned one is permitted to squeeze out a grape into a machel because since it's safe, I love it, lo'ichel ko'ichel domi. Shesh ba'ichel. Ruadin le'seich hamuyos dahavi machel. Now, muyos is the fat of the fish that comes out when a fish is soaked, a fish in brine, so it seems the fat comes out. So it seems this muyos also has a din of the fish, and it's called an oichel, rabbi machel, abo seich hamashkinosa.
It's like he looks at the oil.
Yes. Part of it.
Part of the food, so we can restore
back. Yeah. I think. No, this was a Shalom Elisha. Okay, but let's go further. Well, then, right now. So now everything was going good. But now the Mechaber brings down that these halachas I said is not agreed upon by all authorities. Ula Rabbeinu Hanano, Rabbeinu Hanano holds, Kail Shehu Sorich Lemeimeyem Chayim Chatos. One Chiddush that Rabbeinu Hanano said, by Kvoshim Shleikos, if you're going to squeeze it out, even though this is a foreign liquid, it's not its own liquid. You also chayim achatos, one chiddush, it's a deraisa. Afilu, and a second chiddush, afilu sochat likdeiro sheyesh bo oicho. This whole chiddush that we had said, that if you squeeze something into an oicho, it has a din of an oichel, it's kilo, you took out an oichel for an oichel. The Rabbeinu Hanano holds Yechayim Achados, not that way, how we held till now it's mutter. The Rabbeinu Hanano holds one is Chayim Achados, Sheposoladis, Yemchal Shabbos, the Reis, finished. That's the Shin's Rabbeinu Hanano. Well, in Dvorov, and according to the Rabbeinu Hanano, and seeing Dalet, we had said, the Machaber said, that one is permitted to squeeze out eshkel shalanov, to squeeze out a cluster of grapes into a kedera. We said it's mutter, so that's a weak paskin. Rei paskin hold like this. And the rif holds like this. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, haseichet eshkel lekedera nami yosa. Also doesn't mean only yosa, means yechayiv. Now let us see. Also, now Avlim Ein Bo Oichel also. Va'af Al Gav D'Shar Peres Muta Lischait Afilu L'Meimeyem. Now the Mishnah Berurah is asking Akasha. He's asking Akasha, we had Sif Aleph, we had three categories. We had a person is Seichet, a person is Seichet, Hanovim is Chayev. A person is Seichet, Rimeinim, it's also Midrabana. Let's say a person will be Seichet a cucumber. A cucumber is not aimed to be used for juice, it's Mutta. And here we're taking a cucumber and we're squeezing it out and we say it's also. So this is the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Va'af al gav d'shar peres muta lischeit afilu l'meimeyem, since they're not oimed. Chenal b'sif alef, so he says, Amir de Columbus, shani hosom shein shein mashke al mei peres. That means, since one does not squeeze out cucumbers, they're not oimed for, it is not a popular drink, people don't drink cucumber juice. So me mele, so the juice that comes out of the cucumber, ain't shame maske or may peiris. It's not called a maske, since it doesn't have a cheshivis of a maske, because people don't drink this juice. It's a liquid, it's where it's garnished, it's oichel me oichel. Mashe ain't kein hochop. But here, the same pickle, I got news for you, you're not squeezing out cucumber juice, you're squeezing out vinegar and you're squeezing out something that is. Had a shame mask before. Mashen can also the oye shame mask all of me koidem shenivlo. Vishayach boy shame srite. So then it passed. So it's called, I'm taking a mask for an oichel, because vinegar is called a mask. ומקום בוקם חיים חטוס לכל עדי יסודס וילי דברתי נחיים על השחית הזה סבנום ומובד. That means he holds that the rice and the ke'isa of schit is only if you squeeze out its own juice. That's the rice and the ke'schit. If you squeeze out a mask that has a teiris mask, but it's not its own juice, it's a juice that it acquired after the rabbon of the ke'schit. Why she calls him reish simen. לרבינו חננו, הנה רבינו חננו בשני דבורים קוליג על די ראשונה. בסביר אלי נמצוח לממיים חייב אפילו בקבוע שמשלקס, he holds it at the rices. If you want to squeeze it out, the חולך שצורך לממיים, if you want to juice לאילם חייב, אף... And then afilu kshesoichet lo soichoichu. That's his base. The reich is auch membler mchai. Kon kshesoichet lo soichoichu. Ba'avtachol ha-baiskin pligi al se. Nisvirilu damaske abo loichu koichu domi. Yochanar besiv dali. Va'haloche kidivreim. And we don't paske like the rabbeinu chananu. But mechaber said it's mutter. Lachain hisker mechaber daitom bestome. And that's why the mechaber brought down. He allowed to squeeze out the grapes in the capsule. Mikomokim, hevi gamkein das Rabbeinu Chananu. So why did the Machaber bring down the Rabbeinu Chananu? Lohoyrois. The Torah lahachme kedvorov. He says, I'm telling you this Rabbeinu Chananu. I paskin, roiskim all this mutter. But let me just tell you. Rabbeinu Chananu hold yechai machatus. Why am I telling you this? אתה בן חננו שאני שחייה בחד אז טועים להחמא כדבורב והמחמא טוב היי אולו ברוכה. So now if a person wants ברוכס before the ימדין, you have your pickle in front of you and you're too juicy. כדאי חמי שקוסם בשום עשרוש שהוא ובבי שעשב.